Today we will continue with the same procedure as before, with the breathing as our anchor that we can always return to. And remember that just take one breath at a time. Try to just stay with the breath that's coming in right now, and don't anticipate that you're gonna be aware of a whole long row of breaths. Just take one at a time, one in-breath at a time. When you manage to stay aware of that, you can be aware of one out-breath. And then you can be aware of the little pause that's very often comes before the next in-breath. And then you can be aware of the next out-breath. So watch your mind so it doesn't sort of lean forward into the next breath and before the present one is finished. It's much easier to stay present when you do it like that, because then thoughts have no little place to sneak in. They will do anyway, but it's actually a good way of doing it to try to stay with one breath at a time. And then we have all the sensations in the body, the ones caused by the breathing, and all other sensations, whatever they might be, pleasant or unpleasant, or neutral, in the whole body, whatever calls your attention, which is strong enough to call your attention, you just go to that place and observe what's happening there. And if that fades away, changes, whatever happens to it, then you can go back to the breathing or maybe some other sensation. And today I'm going to introduce also the two more of the foundations of mindfulness that I talked about, that's in the Satipatthana Sutta, and that is Vedana. And Vedana is quite an interesting thing because we don't have anything like it in the Western philosophy or culture, because it's a quite subtle thing that the Buddha discovered, that whatever happens in your mind or body, whatever sensation comes up or impression or emotion, there is an instinctive sort of reaction to it. It's either pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant or unpleasant, and that we usually call that neutral. And, well, reaction isn't really the right word. It's just something that the mind just knows instinctively and immediately, that this is a pleasant thing and this is an unpleasant thing. And if it's a neutral thing, there's no reaction at all. It's just something that passes by. And this is the sort of beginning of a chain of events in the mind, where if it's a pleasant, this first Vedana is pleasant, then we like it. And from that liking, it can go on to become wanting, desire, longing. More and more complex feelings comes out of this first impression of pleasant, and then same thing with unpleasant. We don't like it, and then it can develop into aversion, hate, irritation, whatever is appropriate to that special event. And if it's neutral, as I said, we have no special opinion about it, and so the emotion that comes is usually very weak, or it's just no emotion at all. So this is sort of very, if you can notice this, that's really good. But it is usually too subtle for us, unless we have developed really strong concentration. So usually we get into the happenings at the stage of liking it, or maybe already having a desire for it or wanting. And that is the third satipatthana, which is called cittanupassana, which is to be aware of what's happening in the mind. Citta is the mind. And so there you can be aware of all these emotions, mind states, thoughts, ideas, whatever happens in the mind. And I talked yesterday about the five hindrances. So they are primary thing to be aware of when they come. And that's desire, aversion, tiredness, sleepiness, restlessness, or doubt. Doubt can be in the teachings, in the method, in the teachers, in yourself. You can doubt a whole lot of things. Just be aware that it's one of the five hindrances that has visited your mind, you know. Sometimes those hindrances seem to come so often that you think they live here, but actually they don't. They are visitors. The mind, the Buddha says the mind is bright and clear, but it has these visitors. And that's the five hindrances and their cousins and relatives. So remember that they're just visiting. And you can be aware of them and see them for what they are. And usually they will disappear after a while. But we can also have nice, pleasant mind states like calm, joy, concentration, kindness, love, care, whatever it is. And of course, then that's pleasant to have those mind states. So it's not really a problem. The problem is that we cling to them. We don't want them to go away. But they also go away, just like the unpleasant ones. The pleasant ones are also impermanent. So we have to be aware of that, so we don't cling to them. Just enjoy them as long as they are there. But when they fade, don't try to hold on to them. The teacher that comes here to Finland, Sayadaw Utashaniya, he talks a lot about the attitude in the mind, what is the right attitude to meditation. And so the first rule, which I've said before, is to be relaxed, not striving, leaning forward, having a goal, having expectations to what should happen. Just be relaxed and present to what is actually happening, not what we want to happen or what we are afraid is going to happen. Just be with what is, accepting it, investigating it, and not taking it personal. Just the what I talked about yesterday in the rain method. And another thing that is really important too is continuity. You know, that you, even in between sittings, we can be mindful. We can be mindful from the moment we get up. We see how the body goes about getting up from the cushion and then walking outside to do either walking meditation or sitting or qigong or having a cup of tea or whatever we're doing, or going to lunch or dinner. We can be mindful, not in this very detailed way that we can be when we sit or walk formally, but we can try to stay aware of where we are, what we are doing in a more general sense, so we just don't get lost in long daydreams about things. And then, of course, the body, which is the most obvious thing, is always good to be somewhat grounded in the body, feeling whereabouts the body is and how your feet touches the earth or the floor or whatever, or when you reach for something, touch something, opening a door. You'd have, think about that, contact with different handles. We use many of those every day, every door we open. And there are little things like that you can keep contact with the present moment all through the day. Because if you do that, then you'll build concentration and mindfulness very quickly. So that's also something to think about. And as I've said also before about thoughts will come. So just as soon as you're aware of them, just let them go and go back to whatever your meditation object is at the moment. And the breathing is always there, the body is always there, so it's not hard to find. And the same thing with emotions. Meditation isn't, you're not supposed to suppress emotions, but you're not supposed to involve yourself with them either too much. It's sort of trying to be with them, to feel what they feel like, but not taking them personally. Life is a ongoing process from birth to death, and that's what we have to deal with and to observe and not take too seriously.